Hello, today we are talking about total quality management in healthcare, in quality management in healthcare. Let us understand what does the total quality management in healthcare unfurls into. Now you can see five circles. So all these five circles are interrelated, and in the center you can see a big circle, that is the total quality management. Now if you see, customer focus is one of the most important part of a total quality management. Process management is another important part. Planning process is another important part. Process improvement and total participation. All these five points are very, very integral points of total quality management. Armand Wallin Fabon was an American quality control expert and businessman. He devised the concept of total quality control, later known as total quality management. Importantly, in the US, when we go back into the history, most of the businesses, they evolved in US, because US from a physical perspective is a huge continent. So from there, all the quality control processes, concepts have risen. And Armand was one of the pioneers of all these quality control experts concepts, and he actually devised the total concept of a total quality control. So let us see how and what is it. Total quality management in healthcare is a philosophy that involves everyone from directors, doctors, nurses, up to ward boys, watchmen, sweepers in a healthcare organization, in a continual effort to improve quality and achieve patient satisfaction. In this case, patient includes patients, relatives and the near and dear. See, what happens is, in when we consider hospital, so automatically the people or the doctors in the hospital, the nurses in the hospital, the ward boys in the hospital, the supportive staff in the hospital, all, and including the watchman, all these entities or all these people are having different job responsibilities. For example, the watchman may have a very menial role, like, you know, sitting at the gate and maybe managing or making an entry of the visitors who are coming. But even that is very important and it is very vital, because it may happen that there might be an intruder in the hospital which might be an antisocial element. At that point of time, this important quality of a watchman to actually note down proper things comes into very handy. So that is why quality management includes everything, and total quality management is the integration of all the functions and processes within an organization in order to achieve continuous improvement of the quality of goods and services. Absolutely, because one or the other time, if you do some activity, you are bound to make some mistakes. Repeating the mistakes, that means that we are not focusing on the quality. And that is why in total quality management, it is a very important thing to have continuous improvement on the mistakes. So the goal is patient satisfaction, because that is very, very important in today's life of total quality management. Total quality management are the efforts which are required or results actually in a sweeping culture change. So what do you mean by a sweeping culture change? See, today a hospital may have very pathetic service, very pathetic customer service department, not answering all the calls, or maybe not responding to the customers properly. But there might be, because of this total quality management principles, like what we saw in the first slide, there may be a total 360 degrees sweeping change. You know, maybe the customer service may improve, or even the patient calls may be taken properly, the doctors would visit all the patients. So all these things, they happen very quickly. Total quality management may be defined as managing the entire organization so that it excels on all the dimensions of services that are important to the patient. And absolutely, see, it always, this total quality management is a very good opportunity to not only excel the service or the quality of the service, but also, you know, the entire organization can change on all dimensions. Like for example, even the customer service may change, even the equipments, maybe maintenance, if there is a problem, maintenance may be changed. It may be quick. We had also seen about just in time. So those things might be, you know, started. So new concepts can start and it can actually eventually result into a patient, very good patient satisfaction. Because eventually we are doing all this activity for the patients. Total quality is meeting patient's requirements, doing the things right the first time, freedom from failures, that is zero defect, consistency, reduction in variation, continuous improvement, quality in everything we do. Like for example, we always meet the patient requirements, we always do the right things first time. Means whenever you are doing things, like simple thing is, you know, a procedure of applying a catheter. Okay, so even that catheter, passing a catheter for the urinary collection or reducing the abdomen, you know, for or passing the urine, even that has to be very, very protocol specific, because sometimes even the, if the doctors are not there, even the nurses do this kind of, you know, activities or minor procedures. So even they should be knowledgeable about how to apply the anesthetic and then how to pass, you know, the catheter properly, how to guide inside. So all these things, even they should know. So if everything protocol is there, absolutely there will be no problem at all. Applying wind flow, simple things are there, but then, you know, this is very, very important. Freedom from failure. In patient, what happens is, if you don't do all these properly, activities properly, then it might be a defect. And I would actually explain you one defect, especially whenever a patient is in emergency. One of the procedures of saving a patient is passing an endotracheal tube into the trachea. Trachea is the windpipe, esophagus is the food pipe. Now, incidentally, the food pipe and the windpipe, or I would say trachea and esophagus, are anatomically very close to each other. When a particular person, in attempt of saving life of a patient, passes the endotracheal tube very quickly through the windpipe, it actually sometimes goes into the food pipe, because they are very close to each other. And what happens? You start intubating, you start, you know, saving the patient, you start pumping the air from that endotracheal tube, and it has gone into esophagus. So that is a defect. So you have to, because the patient is not saved, the air which is has to be entered into the windpipe enters into the food pipe, which is wrong, and that can actually cause patient's life. And that is why zero defect is very, very, very important. Consistency, reduction in variation. We take the same example. We don't want 5 patients coming in the emergency room to be passing the endotracheal tube into the trachea or the windpipe, and the 6th patient going the trachea, the tube going into food pipe. No, that is not what is wanted, and that is not consistency. So if you practice consistency, automatically the movement of this particular action would be very quick and would be very effective. Continuous improvement. Obviously, take the same example, and we always know that while the passing the endotracheal tube very quickly, you are sometimes, you know, you take say 5 minutes, you take 10 minutes, but then you have to reduce the number of minutes. So you should be able to actually pass it within a moment. Because, and obviously, continuous improvement will always happen and it will always take you to that particular level of expert level. Quality in everything we do, absolutely. Whatever we do, there should be a quality. The salient features of total quality management approach are: find out what the internal and the external customers want. Internal customers are the colleagues and team members inside the healthcare organization, and external customers are the patients and the relatives and the near and dear. So that is why you have to understand that what are the internal customers. Now, for a typical medical doctor who visits, who does consultancy, his near and dear, his internal colleagues would be colleagues like other consultants or maybe the dean of the hospital or the students to whom he teaches or maybe the MRI or the facilities or other technical facilities that he has in the hospital. External customers will be always be the patients and their relatives. Design a service that will meet or exceed what the patients want. And that is why these are the salient features of total quality management approach. We go further on these salient features. We have to design a service that facilitates not only doing the things right the first time, but every time. Keep track of the result, that is the outcome, and use these results to improve the system continually. So you have to always understand that maybe you are, once a patient comes, you are taking blood pressure, you are taking temperature, you are taking all the respiratory rate, you are taking all the history, you are noting the history. So all this track of that results has to be in a proper way. You should not miss taking all these, maybe getting knowledge of the blood pressure. We should not miss all those things, and that is why we have to keep all these. Suppose if we are missing, say we have not measured the pulse properly, there might be the way that, because of this loss of one particular parameter, you may lose certain important information, and that is why we have to improve the system continually and extend this concept to the suppliers. Especially suppliers are those who provide you equipments, drugs or other supplies, non-drug supplies. See, for them also, the service is very important, because if you don't get, like for example, let us say, one of still more examples, in operation theater, maybe in a government hospital or, in a periphery where a lot of issues are there, a lot of problems are there, maybe what happens is, you don't have that kind of situation to have proper supplies. So sometimes the cotton is not there or the spirit is not there, because in the primary healthcare center. So this particular part we have to improvise. So once we understand all the supplies are not there, then you have to rejuvenate the system, rejuvenate the entire situation. Total quality management stresses on three principles: patient satisfaction, total employee involvement, and continuous improvement in quality and process. Patient satisfaction is very, very important, and total employee involvement is also important, because if the patient is satisfied, then only you have the motivation, and also the actual idea of a total quality management is working. Total employee involvement, yes. If total quality management is successful, then you have all the employees involved into all this total quality management. And a continuous improvement in quality and processes is necessary. So let us understand what are the 8 essentials of the total quality management focus in the healthcare. First one, internal and external customers satisfaction. Absolutely. If you do not have the internal and external customer satisfaction, there is no TQM focus or total quality management focus. Leadership, quality policy, organization and structure, employee involvement, control on the quality cost, supplier selection and development, and recognition and rewards. See, first point is also very important, because unless you have your stakeholders with you, the satisfaction with you, you will not go ahead in total quality management. Because the focus is that, the objective is that. Leadership, yes. If you don't have leadership, you will not initiate things, you will not start the things. Quality policy, yes. If you don't have a quality policy, how are you going to do a total quality management? So, quality policy is necessary. Organizational structure, yes. Unless organization structure is well defined, job responsibilities, employees are well defined, then only the total quality management will work, because on the basis of the job responsibilities, the total quality management will have to be written down, the policies has to be written down. Employee involvement has to be there, because if you are not involving your employees, and which is the one of the first part, that is the internal and internal customer satisfaction. Because if you involve the employees, then only you will get their satisfaction. Control on quality cost, yes. Quality cost, quality comes with a cost. But a very good finance outlook is required over here to curb the cost, so that it is optimal and not exaggerated. Supplier selection and development, obviously. See, most in pharma organizations, this is one of the very important, and even in healthcare, even in hospitals, big hospitals, you know. So all these big hospitals, they have their selected vendors. So there are different vendors who are providing services to the hospitals, to the healthcare organizations. So all these suppliers who provide some, services or products to the organization, healthcare organization, they have to comply to the SOPs of the particular healthcare organization. And healthcare organization chooses the supplier on a preferred vendor basis. Recognition and rewards, yes. If you don't motivate people by recognition and rewards, then you are not focusing on the, you will not actually achieve the total quality management. Seven important points about TQM in healthcare. Strive for quality in all the things. The patient is the criterion of quality. Improve the process or system by which services are provided. Quality improvement is continuous, never-ending activity. Obviously, quality is continuous. Today, you are doing X amount of work. Tomorrow, you have to do X plus 1 if your focus is X plus 7 or X plus 10. And you have to improvise on the quality as well. Quality improvement is continuous, never-ending activity. It is never-ending. You have to continuously do it. Total employee involvement is essential. Absolutely. You can't have partly people, you know, doing the job. No. You have to have all the employees' involvement. Ground decisions and actions in knowledge. Now, you should have a perfect ground decisions and actions in the knowledge, because your knowledge should be foolproof. Encourage the teamwork and cooperation. Yes, you have to encourage teamwork, because teamwork is very, very important. Teamwork is very, very, very important for all the situations to actually achieve the total quality management. Because if the teamwork is not there, stakeholders are not with you, right? So, and total employee involvement also is a part of encouraging the teamwork. Seven rules of conduct in total quality management in healthcare. Keep an open mind. So, mind is like a parachute. It works when it is open. Right? So, that is what you have to keep. every time don't be a have an, or any bias with you that okay, you know, last time I did not get the proper service, this time I am also not going to get a proper service. No, keep an open mind. Tomorrow you may get a different service, you may get a better service. Share the responsibility. You have to always share the responsibility, because responsibility sharing gives you a sense of teamwork. Respect each person and listen to him empathetically. Empathic, you have to be empathetic, because it's very, very important. You have to listen to what the person is saying, because if you don't listen attentively, you may lose an important word of what he is talking, and that is very important. Speak what you feel, be free, because it is not the tone of your voice should be, you know, huge or larger, but the words should convey the meaning. So speak what you feel, because it's a free, because humans are, a basic quality of the human is to talk or to express the emotion. So you be free. Do not criticize ideas and people. See, sometimes what happens is you are in a huge meetings and somebody else talks about some different idea. At a time, you may feel that, oh, that idea is not worth, it's not going to work. That is your perception, not his perception. His perception, who has given the idea, is different. And your perception, because you have a different perception of mind. So, do not criticize that idea. You accept or you listen to what he talks. If you have points, speak what you feel. That means you put some ideas that, okay, I think that this idea may not work in this situation because of ABC. That's a very valuable point. Because you are not criticizing that idea, but you are giving a way, or you are telling, you are playing a devil's eye that, you know, this idea won't work because of these things. Right? Ask questions and participate. Yeah, you are free to ask questions and participate in the discussion. Utilize your time well, because time is money. If you don't utilize your time, you are losing the time. And fortunately or unfortunately, you can earn money, but you can never earn time. Once you lose the time, it is gone forever. That second won't turn back. Right? And unfortunately, we don't have a time machine to go back into the time. So, time is very, very important. Check the process from time to time. Absolutely. You have to check the process. Okay, today is a particular SOP. You know, there are 7 steps. Are these 7 steps working well? Are there any problems? Are there any deviations? What are the kind of defects that we get? If we feel that, you know, 7 steps are not necessary, 10 steps are necessary, do that. So, you have to always check the process from time to time. Total quality management is a management philosophy which seeks to integrate all organizational functions to focus on meeting patient needs and organizational objectives. It views organization as a collection of processes. So it's a management philosophy which actually seeks to integrate all organizational functions to focus on what is the important one part, that is the patient need. That's it. So, since the focus is one, patient needs, you know, all the organization are working towards it. So, that is why teamwork is guaranteed. It maintains that organization must continually improve these processes by incorporating the knowledge and experience of team members. See, the objective is to develop the patient stakeholders' importance, or maybe, you know, understand the requirements more about the patient, if and give him the best service. So, if you want to give the best service, obviously all the thought processes of all the stakeholders are directed towards improvising the patient's service. And that is why, that is total quality management, because automatically all the people are involved in that activity. Okay, what are the principles of total quality management in the healthcare? Delight the internal customers, team members and external customers. Yes. If you are not convinced about any activity, you cannot convince anybody about that activity. So, if you want to convince or if you want to delight some person, first be convinced that that activity is correct for me. And then only you can go and convince the other people. And you have internal customers, you have external customers. So obviously, you can internal customers like you have, you know, the admin people, the all the other, you know, various specialties, etc. So sometimes as a dean, you can actually, if you are a dean, actually you can give some ideas, you know, give some rewards and then motivate the people. These kind of activities are necessary. Management by facts. See, you can't have management by hypothesis, okay? Don't assume things. If you have fact, that is what is present, and that is how you have to, because the fact is, let us say, you know, that a hospital dean sits in his armchair and he thinks, oh, my hospital has, you know, it is full because I see patients coming. And you know, it is very full, the IPD should be full because I see on my CCTV, you know, many of the patients are coming and consulting, there are a lot of patients waiting and after the consulting hours, and you know, a lot of patients are coming and going out of my hospital, there is a lot of footfall. That's correct. But what is the income? What is the finances of the hospital? If you have the fact, you will understand whether that footfall is linked to the finances of the hospital, right? So you have to have the management by facts. People-based management. See, you have to work with people. And people-based management is one of the important part because, and difficult part, because people have different ideas and different viewpoints. So they always have a different idea. And to gather people and to make them work, especially, you know, in one direction is very, very, very important. And very difficult as well. Continuous improvement. Continuous improvement is necessary because again and again, if you see the past slides, you know, all, not only the past slides, but all the things, all the slides, all the, you know, messages are talking about only one point, that is continuous improvement. And this is the hallmark of total quality management. For accomplishing principles, the following points must be understood. To achieve successful internal working relations in order to satisfy external customers. Very interesting point. To achieve, if you want to satisfy the external customers, you have to have internal working relations properly. Simple example, ambulance. If you don't have a very good relationship with the driver of the ambulance, then what will happen? There is a call from the patient, a prospective patient, that oh, my somebody near and dear has got a heart attack, and you know, or a relative, then can you go for the ambulance, can you call the ambulance? Once the call is there, you start finding or you page for that, you know, ambulance driver, but still 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 45 minutes, nothing, no response from the ambulance driver, he is away somewhere else. So that means what? If your relationship with the ambulance driver is not proper, you can't catch him to send him to the patient, to bring the patient to your hospital. Result, patient will never come to your hospital and you will get a bad remark. The patient will also spread bad news that, you know, that hospital is useless because they don't bother sending the ambulance. So that is why you have to have a successful internal working relations. All processes contain inherent variability. Our approach should be to progressively reduce the variation, thus improving the process capability and become more consistent. So our processes contain inherent variability. Yeah, absolutely. All the processes. And approach should be to reduce the variation so that it should be consistent and in the same way. The process should be same. That is why it is very, very important. And more consistency is necessary. For accomplishing the principles of total quality management, what should we do more? We must measure everything what we are doing at present. Like for example, simple things. How quickly have you, after an OT, after a very messy operation, like let's say multiple trauma, orthopedic, how quickly is the operation theater room cleaned, disinfected, fumigated, all those things. That has to be measured. Teamwork can provide a real opportunity for people to work together to achieve quality improvement. Teamwork enables a group of people to work as a task force, solving cross-functional problems, and prevention of defects is necessary. I remember one beautiful example from Japan. Obviously, Japan before the bombing of Japan in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it was one of the very poor countries in quality. But actually, after the bombing, what happened? Actually, during the bombing, everything was gone. All the Hiroshima, Nagasaki, everything. Not only that, entire Japan became a very crippled country because of all the bombings. But eventually, the people over there, they rose up from all these problems, and they took quality as an important part. And they focus on quality. And today, look, where is Japan? It is at the highest point of the quality, right? So this is how the quality can take you at these heights. So they, for example, the point is, one of the hotels in Japan, what they do is, when they clean all these, because a typical hotel service is cleaning the rooms and cleaning the all those beds and etc. So once the room is cleaned, including everything, what the cleaner does, he signs his autograph and he places on a card. So there is a card which is placed that this room is cleaned by me, and if there is any problem, issues, please connect with me or please let me know. So that means your sign as a person who cleans the room is you are authoritatively telling that I have cleaned it and I have cleaned it 100%. So that is the sense of quality that those people have in their head. Again, we come to teamwork. All these kind of things can provide a real opportunity to people, and it will be a very fantastic opportunity.